This show is very not safe for work. The works being read do not represent the views of the hosts or guests. This show is a roast and should not be taken seriously.
You have never been to an orgy? Mitch McConnell asked.
Yes? Sadly, no, believe it or not. Dave has never been to an orgy.
The most I've ever had was a threesome.
Same.
Never even been to a threesome.
Eh.
Barely been to a twosome.
It's a lot of work.
Barely been to a twosome.
A lot of onesomes.
That's a good episode.
Threesomes are a lot of work.
Threesomes are absolutely a lot of work. It takes a lot of attention.
Are you saying you don't have what it takes to be a bad enough dude?
No, he has attention deficit disorder. He can't fucking give enough attention to one person.
Exactly. Oh,
dude, feel that in my soul.
There's a lot of orgies for one, though.
Mitch McConnell looked at Vince Bro with wither and expectation of elaboration or anticipatory hope. No, Ben Shapiro admitted. My wife goes to a couple a week, but every time I ask to come, she says she'll bring me when I'm older. It's Friday Night Fan Fiction Season 12. Super hilarious, mega funny intro bumper or whatever. It's not really gritty. It's like chunky.
Yeah.
Think chunky mashed potatoes.
Like Campbell's chicken and stars. Or chicken and rice.
No, the chicken and rice is terrible.
Okay, so it's like that, but no chicken.
I have this thing where I was born a fully grown man and have never been a small, sick waif of a child who would eat chicken and stars.
I'm sorry, is that a dig against chicken and stars or a dig against inferior people?
That is a dig against chicken and stars and also small children.
It's a dig against my waferism.
You mean like your eldritch godson?
Yeah.
Some role model you are for Xavier.
Nobody's fucking safe from it, man. Everybody gets ripped on. All right, I'm recording, by the way.
I'm gonna go make sure Val's joining. She said she'll be on after she has some iced cream.
Oh, I want iced cream.
Me too.
So get you some iced cream, man.
I can't.
For some reason, my ennui's not loading.
That's not good. I see Logan. I see Doom Guy's roommate, Chugs.
Chugs?
Yeah, Chugs.
Is this a joke that I am missing, or...?
No, it's just Doom Guy's roommate, Chugs.
Okay.
He would have a roommate named Chugs.
Yeah, he comes home and he's like, Chugs, how you been? He's like, yeah, you're out of salad.
Then he says, nice joke, Chugs. We're always out of salad.
Except it's the Seinfeld font.
I want Doom E1M1 on the Seinfeld bass.
Sure, someone has done it. Someone has to have done it.
E1M1 Seinfeld. Yep.
All right.
All right.
Good stuff. Thanks, internet.
Jesus, the last link in fanfiction and episode chat is for Killer Bean on Steam.
Oh, sweet. Finally. The people have been waiting.
God, no.
Oh, they worked in the pop, too. Oh, it sounds so good.
Wait, what? Elon Musk has publicly attacked two high-ranking Twitter employees today, putting him in violation of the disparagement clause in his buyout agreement.
So that's why it's going to fail? I heard he was just pulling out. I didn't realize he had already broken an actual contract.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, man. Killer Beam on Steam.
Did they use a Seinfeld sound font for this? Because this is glorious. I love this.
I need to send this to my friend who's super into Doom.
It's the pop that really gives it that oomph, yeah, you know?
The pop really is just...
Oh.
I don't want to read any Elon Musk fanfics.
We're not.
That man does not need more platforms.
We already have Mitch McConnell.
Yeah.
Like, we're willing to give Mitch McConnell meme status because of his salad obsession, but... My Mitch McConnell joke voice is just the, oh, wait, from Red Letter Media, but a character.
I don't see an issue with this.
Word. It's very Mr. Plinkett.
Yeah, you're just showing how the sausage is made.
Am I? I didn't realize that sausage was made. I thought it was born in little cases. And then you go out back and you plant sausage trees.
The anthropomorphic sausages that tell you to go to the lobby?
Yeah.
Voiced by Seth Rogen?
Oh, no, not that sausage.
The sausage that fucks?
Sausage that fucks versus Killer Bean is the next crossover.
I'd watch the shit out of that. Because it'd be so good. I don't get why you don't like Killer Bean. Killer Bean is just the logical conclusion to every 80s stereotype macho thing.
It really is not.
It really is.
No idea what you're talking about.
No, it is the exact thing that you would build if you were given, like, just unlimited CGI talent budget and you've only seen 80s films and no one was telling you what to do.
No, I still do not see the connection.
It's all just one-liners and macho cool explosions. That's all it is.
But they're beans.
So
they're
what?
Beans.
That's all they had the animation budget for. You know how hard it is to animate people? You ever seen The Matrix? Not easy. Fun fact, that guy worked on The Matrix.
No.
Yes. I'm being 100% serious here.
Okay, I couldn't tell if you were literally just steamrolling with bullshit or if this is...
That is 100% real.
Oh my god.
Play the Seinfeld Doomfeld. Doom-ba-doom-bow.
This is Friday Night Fan Fiction. I am your host, Steve-O. Joining me tonight are David, Logan, Valerie, and John.
What's my name, Steve?
Huh?
What's my name, Steve?
David.
No, it's not. What is my name?
Brushfire System Lord?
No.
No, what's my name?
What's his name?
It's Judy.
No, it's not Judy.
Yeah.
What's his name?
David.
What's Doom Guy's roommate's name?
Chugs?
Don't mind if I do.
Wow. Wow. That was a long one. Holy shit. Can we get back to reading what we're supposed to be reading now?
No.
Only took so long because you missed her.
Sorry, that was a quarter pint of whiskey.
Jesus.
We're going to be resuming 69 Hues of Dipshit Mitch McConnell's Potluck Orgy and Shrek Preggers by Buster Manwomb.
I thought we finished that.
No.
We did not finish it.
Oh.
It's our first resume here in a long time.
Oh, true. We've been very not doing that.
Not finishing anything.
We've been trying to be skinny about it. There's a lot of stories that people have submitted.
Can I do this one?
What?
I want to be the reader. Let me read.
Sure.
I read ahead and I have to read that line.
The only time David reads ahead.
It's an honor and a pleasure to give Chugs the benefit of the read.
Hey, yo, Doom Guy sent me here to play this weird podcast he likes, so I'll go ahead and read, all right?
What the fuck is this bit?
It's all right. One of the anti-choices, what a loon, yelled, "It was born, we could all go home." The protesters that weren't shot had all gave up and quietly left the building since the baby had made its way out of its reproductive organs, gross, of residence. They hadn't a morally consistent fuck to give about its welfare. As they slithers? How do you read that? As they slithers out of the drain pipes and broken windows, Shrek's dick's foreskin curled into a coughing Audrey 2-esque mouth. Wowee. That's the last time I eat at Carl's Jr. What the hell is a Carl's Jr.?
It's the Hardee's.
Oh, why do you just call it Hardee's then?
Just because it's actually called two different things in different states.
Yeah.
Listen, have you ever been out of Massachusetts? I ain't seen no Carl's Jr.
I don't think I've ever actually seen a Hardee's.
You're probably better for that. Don't worry.
When we drove to the beach on Sunday, there was a Hardee's like 30 minutes outside of where we were.
Yeah.
The only thing that was on the marquee, it just says, "Fish is back."
Oh, good. At long last, fish has returned.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Finally, the fish have come back to Bethany to vacation.
Well, thanks for the ride, Ben Shapiro. That's Ben Shapiro.
Well, thanks for the ride, Ben Shapiro said, turning to the door. I've got places to be.
You know what? I don't normally go for the low-hanging joke, but hearing how accurate your impersonation of him is, there is no doubt in my mind that is a voice that makes pussies dry. Just shrivel up. Ugh.
What the hell is a pussy?
What the hell's a pussy?
Hold up.
Yeah, I only know about dry-ass P-words.
Yeah, I don't know about that weird thing that you just said, but P-words, that's where it's at. Anyway, here's my Shrek impression, too. Scottish, hold up, Shrek yelled, running to Ben Shapiro and grabbing him by the neck, dragging his foreskin between his legs like a codpiece.
That's not...
Why are you interrupting me?
Oh, no, it's foreskin, but it's spelled wrong.
Yeah, looks like you got a drink there, buddy.
Yeah, I will.
Start jug-jugging.
I don't like David getting into this angry Nor'easterner.
Who's David? I'm Chugs. Remember the name, pal.
Proceeds to flex a bicep with the name Chugs on it.
No, I skip arm day. Only legs. Only cardio.
Wow.
Why would I need arms? I just need the fucking muscles.
Look, I do taekwondo. I only kick. What do they say?
Chugs.
Don't mind if I do. That's some high quality whiskey right there. Anyway, where were we? Oh yeah, Ben Shapiro and Shrek from the movie. Shrek yelled, running to Ben Shapiro and grabbing him by the neck, dragging his foreskin, spelled incorrectly, between his legs like a codpiece made from whole wet sleeping bag.
Yeah.
Scottish, what the fuck are you doing to my dick?
Oh, funny story,
Ben Shapiro said, reading a cue card spelled incorrectly, given to him by Busted Man Womb. What a guy. Because breaking the fourth wall still feels more sensible than Ben Shapiro actually saying anything remotely correct or clever. Dude, you really assassinated his character, bro. I'm going to have to take you to the police. You fucking murdered him. Have you ever read The Avengers issue 200 from 1980? Aw, bro. I don't read that, but it sounds pretty good. Scottish, I did not, Shrek said. What the fuck? Oh, that's Donkey. Eddie Murphy, I have. What the fuck? Donkey yelled.
Google it. You miss Marvel,
Ben Shapiro said, using his innate greasiness to... Oh, man, he is a very greasy man. To escape Shrek's grasp and escape to the street. Listen, buddy, I know you, Busted Man, I'm a big fan of your work. Doesn't hurt to use other ways of getting out of situations. You don't want to repeat the same words in the same sentence. People will get a little bit tired of your writing style.
Didn't you know that's the reason the Mets left Jersey?
Fuck the Mets, man. Listen, you're in Bo Sox country, though, buddy.
Bo Sox?
Fucking Mets.
Bo Sox.
Yeah, the Bo Sox. Boston Red Sox, baby.
Dave, my family is from that area. They do not call them the Bo Sox.
Well, they don't call them right then. That's what I'm saying. How long have they lived there? How long have they lived there?
75 years.
I've lived there 84.
No, you haven't.
I think I lived from the
Chugs.
One... Listen, Chugs. Hold on. Listen Chugs. To my anecdote that's funny, all right? Hold on. I'm making a bit here, so let me finish it before you call me out on my shenanigans. I have been alive since the last time the Boston Red Sox won the pennant, and that was before they won it in 2004.
The last time would be in 2004 then, yeah?
No, it's the one before that. I've been there since then.
You've been there since then? So
no, I've been there since before
it's only
then.
Been... No.
Stop twisting my words. Stop twisting my words. You know what I'm saying. Fuck you.
I don't know what you're saying.
David is getting dangerously into character tonight.
I am famous character actor Chugs. Please hire me for your bar mitzvahs. Google it. Miss Marvel.
God damn it.
Waving at traffic, yelling, taxi, taxi. Quick, get me to a Wall
All
Street.
All right. Chugs has got business cards, and it says Chugs, ? And underneath it says, don't mind if I do.
Oh, God, now I got to find that bit in American Psycho.
He got it even fucking embossed.
Raised lettering, pale nimbus, impressive. Let's see Paul Allen's card. Look at the subtle coloring, the tasteful thickness. Oh, my God, it even has a watermark. Please hire me for your bar mitzvahs. Taxi, taxi, quick, get me to Wall Street. I must make it to the hot ticket orgy of the week. Damn, this is well ahead of time because those accusations hadn't even come out by the time Busted Man Womb made this. He's a forward thinker, that man. Really calling the Republican Party on the shenanigans. But not the good kind of Chug shenanigans, the bad kind. Involving, like,
He's
Epstein's.
Slowly turning us into a right-wing podcast.
No, I'm not. I'm against them, sir. Everybody in Massachusetts does weed and does not do Republicans.
There's even a ban on sex workers interacting with them.
Yeah, General Order 01 in the military. Don't bring pornography to the desert, brah.
Oh, come on.
No, I saw a guy.
What am I supposed to spank it to, sand?
Yeah.
Impossible.
Don't do it in the shower, though, because you get drain jellies.
Dream jellies.
That's what they call them.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're real Bosox material.
It's not called Bosox.
Says you, guy from Maryland. What even is that Maryland? Shrek and a gang were left in the crumbly ruins of the abortion clinic. LeFou from fucking Beauty and the Beast? What? Had grabbed a broom and the largest mop he could find. Captain Hook had left to throw up. Did that. He wasn't a very good flyer. Heh. Funny joke. Fiona Donkey. That's not confusing at all. Fiona asked, what happened in Avengers issue 200? Donkey, Google it. Donkey said after trying and failing to think of a summary that wouldn't need multiple content warnings. Eddie Murphy says at least Shrek didn't get mind controlled and run away with him.
Yo!
1980 was a weird time. They had Rob Liefeld running in like every single issue of every single comic book, and he drove everybody with giant tits, even if they were men. You want to put your pee-pee in between Captain America's bosoms, you know? That's America's tit fuck.
Well, not just that. Women apparently didn't have any spine.
They had no spines.
So they just walked around bent over backwards lying limp?
No. There were snakes.
Everybody was constantly in a state of looking over their shoulder, but in a weird, like, 140-degree angle.
They're like Voldo.
I just Googled that Avengers comic, and the snippet at the top of it is, I've been used. That isn't my baby. I don't even know who the father is.
That's search engine optimization abuse, and I want to hear about it, Busta. Anyway, chapter 4, and this is the story of my life right here. I can't sleep a fuck without Highlander 2. About the author.
Busta Man Womb. Gaslighting.
What, who's gaslighting?
We're not gaslighting you. Have you seen the prices?
Yeah, dude, bro. Like, VHSs of Highlander 2 are currently overinflated. I could barely afford gold in this market.
The time-tested currency that I forget the rest.
Goes down, not down.
Please edit that to say down, not down.
You watch your ass, Logan. About the author, Busta Man Womb always leaves enough room for Jesus when they masturbate.
Nice.
He hard dicks right through the hand hole and creams on his crown of thorns. It's in Ejaculations, verse 3.
I believe you.
The most not cop. Thank you, Val. I appreciate it. You really went to bat for me like the Bosox do. The most not cop. Ah, Mr. McConnell, Ben Shapiro said, arriving to the Black Lives Matter-themed potluck orgy with fruit basket and a gallon of Wendy's chili.
6 months later, when Steve-O eventually finally visits Dave after months of silence, David opens the door, dressed in bell-bottom jeans, a flannel shirt, and the pink bandana that Teal'c wore in that episode where they went to the past. It just says, I can't help it, Steve. I've become Chugs.
You know, there's been like 4 episodes of Stargate where they go to the past, right? And like 3 to the future.
The van with the hippies.
You mean the funny internet year? Yeah, 1969. Real good year. Everybody say nice. Everybody say nice.
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 Type nice in chat. If you can type nice in chat, you'll get a shout out right now from your pal Chugs.
David, when are you starting the Chugs Twitch channel?
Who's David? I'm Chugs.
Chugs, when are you starting the Chugs Twitch channel?
All right, thank you, Wolfie. You get a big shout out here for your boy Chugs. Thank you for posting nice up a chat.
David's not going to be able to escape this persona.
Yo, Moonchild, thank you for your big post right there. Your boy Chugs is all up on. I'm sorry I missed it. I had not scrolled all the way up, like one line. My bad. Keep fighting them shocks, though, huh? Real talk, I was in the same class as your boy David was in the Air Force, the same boot camp, the same, all your same assignments, too. It's really weird. Like, I think he was following me around, a fucking stalker. Anyway, where were we? Mr. McConnell?
Chugs has murdered David at this point, hasn't he?
No, he's not real.
David's not real?
David's real. He's just not here right now. He asked my pal Doom Guy if I could come on the show and read my boy Busta Man Womb stuff, and I say, yeah.
I'm going to regret saying this, but at least it's not Mitch McConnell.
Oh, I ain't even gotten there yet, brah. All right, anyway, where were we? Ben Shapiro probably saying something stupid about Wendy's chili. Probably thinks it's like for gays or whatever. Wendy's chili's excellent. He poured a coffee in a coffee tin to make it look authentic. I am truly honored and sad to be invited to your orgy. Ha ha, yes. Felicitations are in order for your participation. But first, producury Padukri? What the hell is Padukri? Is that like the place where all the lettuce is in the grocery store?
I think it meant produce.
Ah, them idiots who make Oxycontin, huh? My grandma got hooked on that. Never was the same. Kept telling me about pink elephants or some shit. I love my grandma. Don't do that to her.
No, the Jaffa want their Purdue chicken. Cree,
ah, Cree Jaffa. Dude, does it drive you crazy when you watching Stargate? Because I know all y'all watch Stargate. You watch Stargate, and everybody gets the pronunciations wrong. Like, Anubis? Nah, it's Anubis. Jaffa? Nah, it's Jaffa.
You know, this entire bit...
Gold.
This entire bit will fail to work in post unless I use some sort of vaudeville honky-tonk piano the entire time.
Nah, dude, just put the Stargate theme over. It'll be funny. No copyright intended, brah.
Stargate theme, but Seinfeld bass.
Ah, yeah, there you go. That's what we want. We want Tilk going like, what's the deal with airline food? But it's like Stargate food or whatever. But for us, Padukri your genitals for inspection, you goddamn commie. Well, hey, Ben Shapiro said, startled, politely handing his food over to Mitch so he could... Wait, so he could...
He keeps so he inching could. Closer and further away from Peter Griffin. I can't tell if he noticed or not.
Hey, I like Peter Griffin, though. He's funny. He's from Rhode Island, which is almost like Boston, but not quite. So he could present his genitals to Animal from the Muppets, who, since the pandemic, started taking more side gigs than Odd Job Jack in order to satisfy his addiction to Cinnabons. Bro, have you ever had the strawberry Cinnabon to die for?
Now you're becoming Steve-O's mother.
I felt I drifted into a bit of Fran Drescher on that one, which, you know, my bad.
Yeah,
my bad.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, nobody owns a VCR anymore because I parked the car in the yard.
The Harvard Yard.
Oh, my God.
Dude, you know about the Harvard Yard?
Stop it.
Yes, is where I always go to park my car.
Stop it.
He ripped off Ben Shapiro's penis. He ripped off Ben Shapiro's penis.
Oh, man.
Which at first Animal had thought was
not
either
first.
Oh, well, shit, you're right. Oh, my God, I'm a disgrace to the uniform. He ripped off Ben Shapiro's uniform penis. Leave that in. Which at first Animal had thought was either a leather FTM packer. What?
Female to male.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha. All right.
Which is not a term that trans folks use anymore.
How about we just leave the FTM out then? That way everybody's included. All right, cool. Revision. Which at first Animal had thought was either a leather packer or artisanal mummified mollusk. Bruh, have you seen the mollusks on Stargate?
No.
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 They don't exist. There was no joke. But upon molecular inspection, did it turn out to actually be a real-life flesh and penis?
I'm glad it's flesh and penis.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Flesh and penis sounds like a funny band name. Logan, can we make a ska band called Flesh and Penis?
Absolutely not. We will not make a ska band.
What if it was a heavy metal band, but with an emphasis on ska metal?
Dave, I'm here for your ska metal band.
Dave's not here, man.
How have you still not picked up on this?
Doubtful yet abiding of Ben Shapiro's cisnormativity. That's a Harvard word right there. I went to fucking MIT. We didn't get that kind of language.
I thought you said you didn't go to college.
You're right. I did say that. Revising the lie. I did not go to college.
Wait, which one's the lie?
You decide. Vote now with nices in chat.
Vote now on your phones.
No, vote now in chat. Say nice if the lie is true. Vote now. Say nice if lie is the lie.
Get me to 69 subs if the lie is a lie.
Oh, man, I would so love 69 subs. Know what I'm saying? Anyway, Ben Shapiro is a cishet idiot who has a penis.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't even think he's cishet, honestly, because he doesn't know what a P word is. I mean, I don't either, but that's out of respect for the women. Animal returned it and sent Ben Shapiro on in with a confidence-boosting pat of the bum. He said, God game! You can't really do a Boston accent while pretending to be Animal. It's just not possible.
Does anybody else want to go next?
Yeah, who wants to go next? Who wants to be the act that has to follow Chugs, the perfect guy?
I don't know. I think Chugs could take another page.
I will take the next page.
Wait, who can take another page?
Chugs.
Don't mind if I do.
The orgy was comprised almost entirely of 80-year-old men. There was one black dude which everyone was making a big deal out of being able to interact with without being racist.
Oh, Lord.
Wow.
Mm.
Nobody was doing anything even remotely sexual. Matt Gaetz had his pants off, but that's actually because he'd just been bailed out for an incident at a random YWCA.
Yeah, no problem.
So
hey,
where's the orgy?
Hey, yeah, no problem, Chugs. I appreciate it, dude. All right, anyway, how's everybody doing?
He's going to make this be a thing, isn't he?
Make what be a thing?
Make what be a thing?
Back to the Ben Shapiro. So where's the orgy? Ben Shapiro asked. Also,
wait, that's actually a pretty good Chugs impression. I saw him on my way back in from the kitchen. I was making a drink over this time frame, but I wasn't listening. Oh, where are we in the story? Is it my turn to read?
No. Yeah, it is your turn to read.
No, yes, it is.
Oh, okay.
I am in the middle of reading, damn it.
What page are we on?
Page 10. If you could start us off from page 10, Dave.
Sure, no problem. All right, the orgy was comprised of almost...
Hey.
Why are you yes-anding me?
Why aren't you yes-anding?
No, he shouldn't be with yes-andy log. Learn your etiquette for...
No, you always yes-and.
Ah, true. I forgot that's the rule of all improv is to yes and.
None of these old men are doing anything. It's like I'm watching the Gop meet.
A lot of nices in chat, though. That's pretty cool.
Nice.
You have never been to an orgy? Mitch McConnell asked.
Yes? Sadly, no, believe it or not. Dave has never been to an orgy.
The most I've ever had was a threesome.
Same.
Never even been to a threesome.
Eh.
Barely been to a twosome.
It's a lot of work.
Barely been to a twosome.
A lot of onesomes.
That's a good episode.
Threesomes are a lot of work.
Threesomes are absolutely a lot of work. It takes a lot of attention.
Are you saying you don't have what it takes to be a bad enough dude?
No, he has attention deficit disorder. He can't fucking give enough attention to one person.
Exactly. Oh,
dude, feel that in my soul.
It's a lot of orgies for one, though.
Mitch McConnell looked at Vince Bro with wither and expectation of elaboration or anticipatory hope. No, Ben Shapiro admitted. My wife goes to a couple a week, but every time I ask to come, she says she'll bring me when I'm older.
Okay, that's scathing.
Well, that's a shame. None of us have either, Mitch McConnell bemoaned. None of us know what we're supposed to do. Madison Cawthorn was pretty sure it was something sexual. Yuck.
Look, I hate Madison Cawthorn. I lived in North Carolina for like 7 years prior to going into the military along with my good boy Chugs. And I hate that Madison Cawthorn is what has been produced in the time since I've been gone.
Can you ask Chugs what his opinion of Madison Cawthorn is?
Sure, no problem. Hey, Chugs, what's your opinion on Madison Cawthorn? Okay, I'll let him know. He says, and I'm quoting him on this, I hate that idiot.
Hey, that was a really good Chugs impression, Dave.
If you've been to as many military bases as I have with Chugs, you start to learn his patterns and speeches.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Anyway, sorry y'all had to hear that.
It's okay, Steve will edit it out.
Yeah, Steve, edit it out, but make it really loud.
So just raising the volume on you saying edit it out, that's all I'm gonna do.
can you do it, can you edit it louder per syllable? Yeah, Steve, edit it out, but make it really loud.
For Chugs, I'll do anything.
I'm sure he'll love it when this new episode comes out.
He'll definitely listen.
That's Chugs with two G's.
What else would they be doing if it involves sex? Mitch asked with a pompous condescension of someone who really shouldn't be around children answering a toddler's questions. They're laying on their backs in the dark and thinking of baby Jesus crying. At that moment, a manservant had arrived, presenting unto McConnell a well-set volume of the Encyclopedia Britannica, which I remember seeing various ads for in the 90s.
Oh, yeah, that was everywhere.
My grandma has, like, an entire set of encyclopedias.
Wasn't it, like, $5 for the first hit and then $60 a book after that?
Probably, but my grandma strikes me as somebody who would not have any price point on knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fair assessment. Fantastic, McConnell bleefed.
Bleefed?
Bleefed. Ben, I'm going to be spending some time looking up the details of what an orgy is. Why don't you head to the patio and join the rest of the orgy in the festivities? What are they doing? Ben asked. They is watching the Black Lives Matter protests happening in the streets below. The manservants are passing out band-aids and petties to throw down at them if you want to make them really mad.
Wait, band-aids and petticoats?
Pennies.
Pennies. Oh, okay, that makes more sense.
Cool, Ben said, going to the balcony and joining Thurston Howell III from Gilligan's Island, Charles Emerson Winchester III from MASH, and Walt Disney suspended in the gullet of a glistening and demonic Mickey Mouse, as portrayed in 69 Hughes of Deed Nuts, 6 Disney reboots Indiana Jones.
Oh man, what a continuity nod.
In watching the police decked out in full riot gear pulp the jawbone off an off-duty paramedic tending a first aid table for the protesters.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow.
Because it really happened.
I say, I'd never been to an orgy before, let alone a potluck orgy, Thurston Howell III did declare. But I am having, as the kids would say these days, a good time.
The schwitz.
There's nothing better than showing off.
There's
your
nothing better down where it's wetter. Take it from me. Up on the shore, they work all day. Out in the sun, they slave away. You know, I'm not really comfortable with these lyrics these days. I just thought about that. I'm like, oh, well then.
Not a good look under the sea.
Yeah, under the sea, I'm starting to think might not be the idyllic paradise that Sebastian the Crab's.
This is rapture all over again. Andrew Ryan.
Under the sea, they take the dollar from the man. Under the sea, they give it to the guy from the Vatican.
Wow.
That went places.
Right? Like, even I'm surprised that is a reference that, like, not many would remember or get.
I forgot where I was.
There's nothing better.
Showing
down
off
where it's wetter. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Shut up. Showing off your cook's skills while belittling the little people that are angry about themselves being poor. I do wonder why they call it an orgy, though, Winchester asked between glasses of cognac.
It's pronounced cognac.
I wonder what the difference between an orgy and a regular potluck is.
Well, one is better catered.
Okay. Like the bar mitzvahs.
Yes, like the bar mitzvahs. It's better catered in a potluck.
Logan, you're up.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
My state of being has long excluded me from the pleasures of the flesh, Walt Disney said, like Emperor Palpatine gargling water. Gargling is his last name.
All right, now do it as Emperor Palpatine gargling water. Just like Mama used to make.
His face bulging from Mickey's mouth, secured by black-stained fangs. But watching poor people become brutalized is the next best thing.
Oh, hush. Hush, Howell said. The protesters are doing something. Are they retreating?
Yes, they're going back to their hovels.
It looks like they're convincing themselves, Ben Shapiro said, eating one of the beluga caviar sliders Bill Gates had brought.
Vulgar caviar is right, my friend.
Sure enough, the surviving BLM protesters were fortifying front, forming a wall of safety, and holding shields and trash cans in place while a group of protesters in mysterious rows began painting a septagram in black paint onto the streets.
That's a pentagram with an extra point. Oh my god.
Well, isn't a septagram 7 points?
Yeah, that's what I said. It has one extra pentagram point.
You said pentagram, but one extra point, that'd be 6. Sept is 7.
Yeah, you see, like, in this particular definition, I'm talking about a pentagram that has 6 points, all right?
Despite the fact that it's called a pentagram.
What's it called?
Chugs.
Ah, the star of Chugs.
The Don't star mind of Chugs.
No! We are not starting a Jews for Chugs sect.
Why not?
Why not?
I think he would be honored.
Forgive me, I know for not what I have done.
Hava, Chugs Neela.
Chugs, brah, not Chila, Chugs, brah, not Chila, Chugs, brah. Now get yourself some fucking sauce.
All right. The protesters immediately surrounded the septagram began to chant as mystical runes they made the eyes bleed to behold were written around it.
What are they doing?
Ben asked.
Those protesters in the robes are clerics,
Piccolo said. Why is Piccolo here?
Piccolo? From the Dragon's Ball?
They're trying to summon their deity.
Ben turned to his left. Piccolo was standing beside Ben with his arms crossed. The other Z fighters were behind him, engaging the help in fisticuffs to pilfer the buffet table.
Wait, Logan, can I butt in here real quick? What's this? Next episode, the orgy fucks too hard. Put the Seinfeld version of the DBZ theme in there. Thank you, Steve.
You wrote me in for a lot of work these days.
I have given you two requests, and that is it.
What are the two requests?
I said, do the syllable by fucking thing edit that I said. And then I said also to do the other thing that is the edit that I requested.
Okay.
Whatever I just said, the DBZ Seinfeld thing. Thank you, Steve.
We're going to gloss over the other seven requests. Sounds
yes,
good.
The seven Dragon Ball edits? Yes.
All right, continue.
Hello there,
Ben said to the large green alien.
Hello.
I didn't know there was more than one person of color here. Are you enjoying Mitch McConnell's potluck orgy?
Not anymore, no.
I don't eat solid matter. I have no genitals, and I'm an anarchist.
Piccolo remarked, you detached elitist fuck.
Oh, that's rude.
Ben Shapiro said, fanning himself in shock and wondering why anyone would ever be so brass as to mention their genitals at an orgy. As he came to, he realized that the protesters' chant, while still unrecognizable, was becoming increasingly louder.
Why are you here, then?
Watching the actions from the sidelines and commentating with my arms crossed is kind of my thing, Piccolo said.
It really is. Like, that is his character post, like, Frieza Saga.
Judging by what they're chanting, it sounds like their deity is the anti-cop.
Sorry, I hiccuped. What?
Why?
Walt Disney asked in his gargling Palpatine voice that sounds like it would be impossible to reproduce without spitting all over your shirt.
True.
Why do I have the feeling I'm about to feel some deja vu?
That's actually really good. Like, I am impressed by how you did that, Logan. Very cool.
Much like Chugs being Chugs, it takes a lot of practice.
True.
What do you mean, the anti-cop? Winchester asked.
Is Chugs the national holiday that we're going to instate once the compound starts?
Happy Chugs Day. Don't mind if I do.
Happy Chugs Day.
That's what you say. You say, don't mind if I do, and then eat a steak or drink or whatever. Do an action of your choice. That's all you have to do.
What do you mean, the anti-cop? Winchester asked as the chanting became loud enough to echo off the buildings, but not clear enough to understand.
Think about it, Piccolo said. Who is the being that has the chance to become a cop, but said no? Who accepted the little power he had and used it to rip off Die Hard, whose body mass isn't comprised largely of domestic abusers.
At that moment, the earth began to shake. The concrete within the septagram began to give way to a steamy void filled with the starry glow of a billion distant eyes and the silhouette of a rapidly approaching colossus.
Fuck! I spilt my whiskey.
That did not sound good.
The unilateral chanting of the protesters became drum rumblingly clear.
Blart! Blart! Blart!
And then the behemoth thrust forth from the gaping void. It was 2/3 the size of the Statue of Liberty and 3/3 as moist.
Oh.
Its body was the opposite of a pig's and its face was Paul Blart.
Oh no. Temtem, what have you done? Why have you made a knockoff Pokemon shaped like Paul Blart Volbop? Val, you're up.
Okay.
Fuck, that is so much wasted whiskey, and this is a $60 bottle of whiskey.
Oh.
Ooh.
As long as you didn't get it on, like, electronics, I guess.
It got on my mouse, it got on my fucking mouse pad, it got on my fucking keyboard.
How will David get out of this one? A 3-chapter tale. He's using an alcohol wipe to wipe up alcohol. The irony is not lost.
Go ahead, Val.
Ah!
Nezawetnya, baba bee, single woe.
Don't wake the baby.
My wife brought me bathroom wipes from the bathroom because she is a caring and loving individual, and she does these kinds of things for me.
Cool.
So even though, like, my entire desk setup is fucked right now, she kept a calm, level head and brought me some nice things to clean up all the alcohol with.
Hooray!
With alcohol.
Hooray! Again, a saga I'm just riveted by.
Paul Blart said, breaching the hole and hovering in the air and purging from its pores a million 2D appendages, all but two of which focused on safely relocating the protesters. The last two did, but a thrust through the head of Walt Disney, splitting it in two. Oh, cool. Then, at least five of his eyes turned to the cups, and it gave the tootiest grin to have ever occurred in this universe.
I like the idea of Paul Blart being a Titan from Attack on Titan. Paul Blart.
Pretty much.
Blart, 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 blart. Blart, 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 blart.
Blart, 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 blart.
10-hour remix of that when?
Yeah, no kidding, right? Seinfeld font. Let's go. Titanfeld.
No!
What is the deal with all those things, Titans?
David, stop giving me work to do.
Dude, I was not asking you to do that. I was asking if we could get Titanfeld. Uh-huh. So we had Doomfeld. Let's have Titanfeld.
You can't put low-hanging fruit like that in front of me and not expect me to go for it, though. It's deliberate baiting.
No, it's not. Like, why would I bait you into doing that? Like, that's not something friends would do.
Uh-huh.
Paul Blart, Mall God, then did to the all the cups what a wind tunnel full of angry razor blades would do to a posse of pigs. Only now the pigs weren't dead. Some may call this unfair, but also fuck them pigs. Ben Shapiro got scared and hid under the buffet table, peeking out to the reaction of the crowd from between Krillin's legs as he used the content of the buffet table to make the most bougie remake of the sandwich from Back to School.
Cranky Pants posted, "Roses are red. I like Paul Blart." And then an image of a newscast that says, "Man arrested for sucking woman's toe in Walmart."
Great.
Wonderful. He heard the sounds, though. It was like if Jerry Seinfeld bombed at college and was loudly reacting to recordings of comments from the audience after the fact, combined with the sound of bones and ketchup being fed into a wood chipper. Then there was silence, and a thick mist seemed to rise from the ground. Is it over? Would you chance? Thurston Howell asked aloud. And like that, Paul Blart, good gulp, sped to the balcony, stopping so suddenly a torrent of air knocked the group back. Paul Blart, Malkop, opened his mouth wide enough that it wholly encompassed balcony and apartment.
Which would be true if he were a Titan. Just saying.
Yeah. 2 inches thick hair protruded from his uvula.
Ew.
Wrapped around Mitch McConnell's ankle, tugging him from the closet and holding him above the wrinkled rump of simpering shitheads. Tentacle-filled eyes began to swell on whole heart Geiger's palate, blinking as they focus on Mitch McConnell. "What the heck, man?" Paul Blart, Malkop said in Kevin James's normal voice. "Didn't I tell you you'd get in trouble if you kept being a weird creep?" "I did all I could," Mitch McConnell pleaded. "That's a bunch of BS," PBMC said. "You took advice from J.K. Rowling, hosted a cheap potluck orgy, staffed that orgy exclusively with Ukrainian teenagers in exchange for refugee status."
Dude.
Oh my god.
"Wrote out another tax break for one of your friends while on the shitter, and threw pennies down at the working class from the balcony you rented on Wall Street while I was emerging from the realm beyond realms." "You don't understand," Mitch McConnell ugly cried in that way that rich white bitches always do when they're faced with the consequences of their own actions.
We call that the Karen stance.
I'm just reminded of family members.
Oh.
Oh, is your mom Karen? Wait, I mean, like, for real. Is your mom named Karen?
No.
Because I thought it was like Stevina.
Stevina.
Do you think I came out of a female version of myself?
Yes.
Don't all of us?
I certainly did.
Yeah, Logan did.
Oh, that is terrifying to think of for everyone.
I'm not willing to put enough thought into my family tree for that, so I assume that everybody follows Logan's way of doing things.
I missed the M-Preg episode, didn't I?
No, this is the Impreg episode.
This is the one where we Impreg you, Steve.
No.
Gas.
No,
oh,
no.
No,
no.
You're about to get bladder babies.
He's about to get man pregnant.
Oh, Lordy.
Why you gotta talk about my cystoscopy like that?
Cystoscopy? Why would you get a cyst removed? They're good for you.
No, what? They're not.
Yeah, if you drink red wine a day, you get, like, no doctors.
Sure.
Yeah, that is what white women in their 40s keep telling me.
Right. Like, I see it all over Facebook. My aunt is like, drink wine. And then I'm like, listen, you probably shouldn't drink that much. Oh, you're posting nonsense about George Bush, huh? That's cool. Oh, you're posting stuff about Trump. That's cool. Drink more wine. It's probably what you need to mellow the fuck out. Seriously, Aunt Tammy, you gotta stop.
Aunt Tammy?
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously, Aunt Tammy.
That is the aunt who plagues my fucking newsfeed on Facebook.
Oh.
At least my dad stopped with the whole posting about Trump crap since he attacked the fucking, whatever it is, Congress.
The Capitol?
Yeah, the Capitol.
Yeah, I'm being healed by a person named all 24 Pokemon movies at once.
Is anybody else having trouble following?
Yes.
Yeah.
Listen, it got lost in the sauce like 20 minutes ago when Chugs was here, so cut me a break.
It's fine. It's fine. Val, please continue.
You don't understand, Mitch Mockle. Blah, blah, blah.
Mitch Mockle.
Yes.
That sounds like a Metal Gear boss, like from Revengeance specifically.
Yeah.
Senator Mitch Mocknell.
Yeah, Jack. You think you can do things, Jack? You can't do it, Jack. Don't fuck with this senator, Jack.
I made a deal with the devil. Every decision I make has to either fuck over poor people or make absolutely no sense at all.
Ah, the Republican ticket.
Ha ha! Is that why you're such a ball bag? Your Ukrainian 17-year-old yelled from a safe distance, replicating the thing that his Scottish friend on Xbox Live calls him whenever he wins at FIFA. No, actually, it's one of the least obtrusive deals with the devil I ever made, Sitch McConnell admitted. Paul Blart Numcop stared dejectedly at Mitch for a full second before biting out the whole apartment like a goldfish? Yes. Goldfish nibbling a piece of wet bread. Ben Shapiro was so close to getting encompasses by the bite, his shoes no longer had soles.
Sean?
Oh, God, they taste like old people. Paul Blart retched, gagging out the pulp matter. It's like someone left plain pork jerky in a cedar wardrobe for a whole heat spell.
Ew.
I need some mouthwash.
That doesn't sound unappealing.
That does sound unappealing.
No, it doesn't. Cedar smells really good.
Yeah, but it's the other stuff.
Listen, my grandpa made me a jewelry box out of cedar wood, like, fucking a zillion years ago, and I wish I still had it.
Yeah, cedar wood smells great, but
unfortunately, I had given it to my high school girlfriend, and then I don't know what she has done with it.
Did she give it to Steve-O?
No, contrary to popular belief, Steve-O was not my high school girlfriend. Yeah, go back and look at me in, at prom. I had a really nice, like, tux with a purple cummerbund, and Steve had a brilliant, bright pink dress.
Nice.
Spectacular.
I can see it now. And then Paul Blart Mall Cop returned to his place of origin.
How did you know that Paul Blart Mall Cop was the theme of our high school prom?
Definitely didn't have a hard-on during the slow dance.
Returned to his place of origin, or his nearest convenient parallel dimension. Ben Shapiro was left alone to process the mouth-shaped chunk on the building missing when the main butler walked up to him. Pardon me, Mr. Shapiro, Butler said, shimmying around the hole in the floor. It appears your mother is here.
Mama?
I just killed a man.
Put a gun against his head. Pulled the trigger.
Now he's dead.
Now he's dead.
He died at Hardee's.
Oh, you mean the Carl's Jr.?
Yeah, whatever they call it these days.
Hey, did you hear? Fish is back.
Oh my God.
Suddenly wide-eyed and hopeful.
But Mama hasn't spoken to me ever since I made that thirst post about my juicy sister.
Ew.
Have you seen Ben Shapiro's juicy sister?
No.
No? Is she juicy?
Yeah, she's juicy.
Is it J-E-W-I-C-Y?
I mean, yes, she is Jewish.
Nice.
I love how Ben Shapiro's sister is the second Google search under Ben Shapiro.
Wow.
Well, specifically, sir, the actual words were, the woman who gave you life.
Okay, I can see it, but she also way too closely resembles Ben, so I wouldn't be able to unsee his face.
Well, Ben also way too closely resembles the singer of Breaking Benjamin.
Yeah, he's all about that wet-ass P-word or whatever. I don't know. I've never seen a woman. I've been dating Steve consistently since high school.
Oh, wow. Yeah, they look so much alike.
Certified freak. 7 days a week. Wet-ass P-word. Make that pull-out game weak.
Oh, no!
Ben Shapiro whimpered. I cannot believe I don't keep a leash on you, Shrek's dick said, sliding up in a huff and grabbing Ben Shapiro by the ear. You're coming with me right now, little mister. Potluck orgy without any actual sex. What's gotten into you?
Can we just stop the episode and watch Here Comes Garfield as a group?
No!
Why not?
Because we have to finish the episode.
Why?
We have one more thing to read after this, and then we can watch Here Comes Garfield.
Okay, that's fair.
Shrek's dick tugged Ben Shapiro by the ear, all the way down to the desolation of Paul Blart Mall Cop. A minivan arrived, and Ben Shapiro got into the back seat.
Did you have a good time?
Ben Shapiro's wife asked, looking back at Ben.
No,
Ben Shapiro said, crossing his arms and looking out the window.
It was weird. I didn't have any fun.
Are we going to listen next time I tell you you're not grown enough to go somewhere?
Just like Steve told me on our prom night. That's why I didn't get laid.
Wow. Yeah. Ben Shapiro answered glumly.
Our prom after party was at
heart. No, there was no after party, Steve. If you recall, you said, go home. You're not grown enough for me. And I really held on to that for fucking 20 years.
Good.
Ben Shapiro's wife said, pulling out and driving off. End.
Next up, we have Resident Evil Village, but awesome, by Frozen Ave. Sean, since you only got half a page, you can start this one.
Yep. Oh, Resident Evil Village, but awesome.
Oh, so Resident Evil Village, but nothing past Lady Goth Lady.
Lady Goth Lady.
Dimitrescu?
Yeah, whatever her name is.
Big she breast had big titties.
Yeah, she had big titties.
Summary, Ethan is running from a sexy, tall lady and suddenly goes into heat.
Yes!
PSA, he's a little bitch. Chapter Aww. 1, Resident Evil Village, but awesome.
Yeah, I mean, that's what happens when your hands get cut off all the time.
True. After prom night, Steve cut off my hands and said, you aren't big enough for me. And I'm like, why'd you cut off my hand? I could have had that hand and been big enough. And you said, you'll understand when you're older. Well, I'm 35, Steve. I don't understand.
You have to excuse us. We need to go back to couples counseling.
What's that? You said you didn't need that. You were cool enough on your own. No, Steve, get back here. No, get back here.
We gotta talk about chugs. Go ahead, Sean.
Ethan felt like he was running for his life over and over again. Although big, tall vampire lady was probably the complete opposite of running from Jack Baker, he probably should be more scared than he was. He should be searching for his daughter, searching for Chris, not running around cat and mouse in some 15th century castle. It could be worse, though, right? It could be another Jack Baker situation, or Marguerite.
Is that a euphemism?
Is that a pizza?
I thought it was a drink.
Steve, can you send me pizza?
No, I can't, sorry.
Why not?
It's too late. My brain is off. Sorry.
But what if your credit card was on?
Is this why we've still been dating for the last 20 years?
Yes.
Oh, baby, I love how big your credit card is.
It's got a credit limit so huge.
He didn't ever want to see anything close to her roach-infested. Yeah.
Great.
Why do you gotta say it like that? It's probably not.
Ethan Winters!
A voice echoed. Steve-o, make that echo.
Okay.
He swore it was right near him, right near his right ear, of course. When he turned, there was nothing. His mind playing tricks on him yet again? Apparently not. He turned again, stumbled back when he saw the tall vampire woman in front of him. Alcina? Was that her name? He read it on a note he happened to pick up. Alcina just laughed at him, surging forwards and grasping a hand around his neck. her nails raking against his nape, and Ethan gasped.
Lead into it. Read this like it's a wrestling match.
His knife dropping to the floor as he tried to struggle for breath, his hands fighting against Alcina's. But then he was dropped. Drop kicked, I tell you. What a move.
By God, that's an incredible move.
Looking up at the woman.
John Cena was able to grasp this kind of role during the filming of The Marine 1, in which John Cena played a Marine.
I didn't see him in that, because I can't see him.
No one did. It was terrible.
Yeah, I know. Looking up at the woman, he stared down at him. An intrigue looked on her face. Only then did he realize what happened. As it dawned upon him, his skin suddenly itchy against the clothes he wore. Sweltering heat taking over his body. Fuck! We can't say that word. No swearing! For some fucking reason, Alcina triggered his heat. Ethan let out a stifled whine. Shifting on this floor, staring up at the woman, she just screamed. Alpha, didn't she? A big strong alpha. His thoughts were clouded by the sudden need of Alpha. Mia. Chris. The objective of getting his daughter back wasn't even on his mind anymore. Instead, they were occupied with getting manhandled by this tall vampire lady and... Alcina suddenly grabbed him, pulling him up so easily, dragging Ethan close to her. She hooked a finger underneath his chin, making him tap out, and stared at him, a smile stretching across her lips, just like she stretched him in the middle of the ring. Well, isn't
this just a surprise? Here I was thinking you were frightened beyond belief at my presence. Seems to be quite the opposite, don't you think, Mr. Winters?
Ethan didn't even hear half of what she said.
You are so frightened, giant booby lady.
Yes, thank you for contacting Edgar Winter. Now play Frankenstein.
But I would play Frankenstein on those titties any day of the week.
His eyes lighted as he tried not to lean into her. She was so close now. He couldn't help but whine again. His legs shifting together, cock pressed against his jeans. Alcina's eyes casted down towards his crotch. She let out a hum, thinking for a moment, and then Ethan was pressed against the wall. Alcina crowded against his back. He whimpered, shifting his hips and pressing back against her.
Ethan, Ethan, Ethan.
She whispered against his ear, her hands wrapped around his waist. He turned his head, panting, his hands braced against the wall as he looked at her, his expression full of want, desire. Please!
Drive around to the second window.
He couldn't help but try and grind back against her. A confused noise come from him when she pulled away. He turned fully, his back pressing against the wall. He shouldn't be scared right now, shouldn't he be? Shouldn't he? He should be running for his life.
You know what? Never a bad time for a good old fear fucking.
He should be running for his life and trying to fight, but he couldn't. He wouldn't.
All right, next up is David. I gotta go and refill my water real fast.
David, can you, like, pick somebody else?
Chugs.
Oh, okay. He's, like, in the back of the house. Can you, like...
No, go get Chugs. It's Chugs' turn.
All right, well, let me disconnect from the server and I'll go grab Chugs. Hey, Chugs! No, I'm not stalling. What story are we reading?
We're reading about Resident Evil Titty Lady.
That's the lady who got the titties, huh?
Yep.
What page are we on? I want to read this.
3?
Yep.
He hadn't been in the presence of such a strong alpha in a lot. Is this one of them Omega versus Fix?
No, different kind of alpha.
Yeah.
Listen, I have been reading nothing but Omegaverse books for like the last 2 weeks. I am done with that. I hope it is not that.
I don't think it's that.
If it is that, I'm not going to do anything because I fear for my life when I'm in your presence there, Logan.
You should.
Mia being a beta, this is one of them fix. Logan, you have betrayed me. Do not laugh. I've been reading these books for like 40 minutes. All right? It's rough.
Tell me all about it.
It was called Monster Girl Defense Force. Real book, not lying. In it, fucking zombies or whatever. You know how fucking cumbersome the word zombies is in a literary sense?
No.
Talking about any kind of setting and then using the word zombies in said setting. This sounds stupid because it does.
Hi, Chugs.
Hey, what's up, man? Logan requested me here because I fear for my safety. Anytime his name is mentioned, I have shown up.
Oh, good.
Anyway... Chris was off the list. List, not the last. He was off the list. Yes, master. Though he had never really talked about it,
But Alcina, she was everything he fantasized about and more. I am surprised my little brother didn't mention you being an Omega, but outside that hiding exterior, you're just a what? A needy little cock sleeve.
That's right, that's the term of endearment in the Omegaverse.
Be sure to sleeve your penis before shipping it.
You gotta sliff it before you whiff it, know what I'm saying?
Don't stick your dick in packing peanuts, that's a bad idea, though.
She laughed at him. All Ethan could do, whine again.
Do could.
Ah, shit, you're right. She laughed at him. All Ethan do could, whine again. Her words going straight to his groin, his cock aching.
I suppose you could, I could indulge you. Would it be a shame if I didn't? You're just my guest after all, aren't you?
Oh, that was the girl, so I gotta redo that.
I suppose I could tell you, and wouldn't it be a shame if I did? You're my guest after all, aren't you?
He is Adam Sandler now.
Adam Sandler is a treasure to the Boston market. Her hand cupped his face. Ethan leaned, he leaned. Her hand cupped his face. Ethan leaned into it with the affection, almost missing Alcina, looming closer. Pressing a kiss against his lips, his own now stained red by his, I mean, his can wear lipstick too, that's fine. Stained by her lipstick that oddly tasted of blood. Parentheses, Ethan did not want to know where that came from. Close parentheses. He didn't object when he felt a clawed hand rake down his shirt, tearing at the fabric. His coat hanging loosely over his shoulders. She tugged that off too. He's about to get so titty fucked. For a moment, Alcina paused, fixated on his chest. I'll fix it on your chest. She watched his chest heave up and down. Why is she watching his chest? Watch your own chest. It's the better part. His hot pumping blood around his body. Her stare made Ethan shiver. This woman could kill him right now. Any moment, he was in his most vulnerable state. So like what? Mississippi?
Wow. Very opinionated, Mr. Chugs.
First off, politically correct.
Also, Chugs, what's your last name?
Chugsington.
Chugsington.
For real. Mom was a duke.
What's your middle name?
Chugsistington.
Chugsistington. Chugsington?
You are correct, sir. Very good. Most people mispronounce it. It's got an umlaut in it.
Oh, Chugs.
No, it's Chugs, but it's got like an O with an umlaut in it.
But it's spelled Chugs.
Right. Why did the danger turn him on so much? Because he has a penis and he sees them titties. Nah, I get it, bro. He didn't even register his pants being torn off along with his boxes. His cock pink. Slapping against his stomach. His penis was enormous. Like a titties. Anyway, he stared down at himself, completely on display for Alcina.
Well, isn't that just cute?
Her hand wrapped around his cock, dwarfed by her. I mean, she's 9'6". She's a very tall lady. The touch made him moan pathetically. Listen, don't moan pathetically. Moan alphabetically. Be like, ah, yeah, that penis grab. Pause for laughter.
Uh-huh. Is there still stuff left on your page?
Yeah, I got like half a page, brah.
Keep going, man.
The feel of the satin of her gloves soft against his cock. He said, Alpha, please, he babbled, begging pitiably. She pulled away. Ethan almost reached out to grab her out of desperation until he realized he couldn't do that because she's a 9'6" big titty bitch. Them two luscious, I guess they're like double K cups.
Did you still want to watch Here Comes Garfield?
Yes.
Then read.
Wait, no, that's what David wanted to do. I want to watch Garfield Goes to Hollywood, all right?
I think it was more than just his accent slipping that time, Logan.
Yep. Not real. Has anybody been posting this in chat? Shout out to everybody who hasn't been posting this in chat. Yet banned from the Chug stream. We call it the Chug-a-Lug.
Finish the page so we can watch Here Comes Garfield.
Where did we leave off?
I don't remember.
Neither do I. She pulled away. Ethan almost reached out to grab her out of desperation. I think that's spelled wrong. Desperation instead of desparation. Until he realized what she was doing. Ripping her own dress. Oh, that's hot. Ethan stared in awe as she pulled down a lingerie.
A cock on display, hot and heavy. He reached out, wrapping a hand around it, almost embarrassed. His hand was only half the... Don't be embarrassed, all right? Just let it give you the beefaroni, brah.
Sir, we signed up for the Whitewater Rapids trip.
Sir, this is a Hardee's. Oh, we brought it back, ladies and gentlemen. But fuck! If he didn't turn him on... If he said it didn't turn him on, why would you say that?
That's lying.
He hadn't realized how much slick had gathered between his thighs until he rubbed them together again. He grimaced for a moment until he was manhandled once again, spun around and pushed against the wall in his original position. He moaned, pressing his hips back as he heard shifting. I had to burp. His cheek pressed against the cold wall. Ah, yeah, he yelled. He felt hands on his ass, spreading him apart. Wait, isn't she in front of him? So, like, I guess if it's from behind, that's fine. Anyway, he says, oh fuck.
There was a little slipping again.
So that was a microphone. Edit that microphone out. Wow, fuck. Ethan whined, his hands clenched against the wall as he felt the tongue lick over his hull. Gross, that's unsanitary. He had a hum. She was like, hum. Steve-O, bro. Edit out 20 years of my life, because, bro, I cannot stand us being apart.
Bro, when I started dating you, I didn't know where it was going.
Listen, all right, I know that we weren't actually dating when we were in Misawa, but I yearned for you, bro.
Wait, was I dating David or Chugs?
You weren't dating anybody at the time that I know of. Who were you dating, Steve? What time zone was she in, Steve? Please tell me who you were dating and the time zone they were in.
They were in Eastern time.
Uh-huh. Oh, we lost a listener because I was doing a really good Boston impression. Being from Boston and all. Oh, welcome back, Boston person. Her lips trailing then down towards his balls. Oh, that's great. She's going to have a good time with his balls. Her hands suddenly engulfing his cock again. I would focus on the balls. Ethan had never been so afraid and horny in his entire life. Yeah, ex-wife who was dead... kind of scary looking. Lady Dimitrescu, not so scary looking.
I don't know. She's a vampire, so I don't know.
She's a vampire who wants to suck his penis.
Yeah, but she's going for the balls right now.
His eyes only widened again because of the balls when he felt a finger at his hole, the slick causing an east slide. He sobbed, breathing heavily. He already felt so full from that. Why would you sob? That's a good time. Look, I ain't saying that pegging is a bad time. It might be a good time. Depends on your taste.
It's a very good time.
I wouldn't know.
Listen, let your lady have a good time, all right? He already felt full from that because her finger is 9 foot tall. He hadn't realized how big her hands were. Hold on, I got to play. Why would you let me listen to this? This is a stupid story. Yeah, I know her fingers are huge.
I'm surprised he's sticking with it.
All right, anyway. He had no idea how he was meant to take a cock. All you gotta do is bend over, relax, take a all deep right,
come
breath.
On. We're not gonna watch Here Comes Garfield at this rate.
We weren't gonna do that for the bit, and you know it.
I already pulled it up.
Did you? Oh, that's hot. Three fingers now curling inside of him. Slide of a tongue against his rim. Ethan already felt he was gonna burst. The hand fisted around his... Oh my god. The hand fisted around his cock. Jerking him almost violently as he chased his orgasm. Nails scraping against the wall, ruining the wallpaper.
Logan, you're up.
All right, Chugs, you can leave.
Thanks, sir. I appreciate it. Did you get that money I sent you?
Yes, I will count it loudly later.
Very good. I appreciate it. Thank you, sir, for taking the time. Cree Jaffa.
David's back. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Chugs. Fuck you.
Now let's never talk about this ever again.
Talk about what?
So I'm on page 4, right?
Yes, you're on page 4.
But all was ripped away from him as Alcina pulled away, her fingers slipping out of him. He stared at the wall for a moment, legs shaking as he turned, letting out another pathetic whine. She shushed him, grabbing him roughly by the arm. Ethan yelped, face to face and staring up at her again. He'd realized she'd taken off her hat. Yellow eyes staring down at him, predatorily. Then he was lifted off the floor, hands grabbing underneath his knees. He was almost face to face with her now. Alcina licked over her teeth. Sharp, canine something of a non-human.
Obviously has a dental plan.
Listen to these braces.
Then he felt the press of her cock against his hole.
Oh, she's a Fuda.
Yeah.
You are just now picking up on that.
Yeah, they have very clearly established her cocknicity.
Then he was lifted off the floor. Hands. No, wait. Where was I? Ah, yes. Then he felt the press of her cock against his hole. And he forgot how to breathe for a moment. His hands grabbed at her forearms, nails pressing against the flesh there, eyes falling shut. A noise escaped his throat, inch by inch, stretching him like never before. It burned. God, did it burn, but Ethan couldn't help but love it.
Inner dialogue when I was playing with my Stretch Armstrong when I was 9.
God, the Stretch Armstrong burns!
When we were dating in high school, you said that I never once even owned a Stretch Armstrong. You would just show me your Castle Grayskull all the time.
Never owned a Grayskull, definitely owned a Stretch Armstrong.
It felt like forever until he felt her hips flush against his backside. He panted, feeling so full up. His fingers moved from where he'd been gripping, briefly glancing at the scratches he'd made, slowly healing themselves, and then he let out a shout. When she abruptly pulled out halfway, then thrust it back into him, his hands grabbed at her shoulders, stabilizing himself, even if he knew she wouldn't drop him. His cock bobbed.
Just gonna jackhammer my initials in your prostate there, sonny.
His cock bobbed as Alcina continued to abuse his hole. A sharp breath came from him as he stared at his stomach, her cock bulging under his skin. He reached down shakily to touch it before his head flew back against the wall as she hit his prostate. All he heard from her was a sinister laugh.
Why did you have a buoy tattooed on your penis?
If I'm going to have a 737 tattooed on the penis, I'm going to make sure it's there.
Not a Boeing, a buoy.
Why would you have a buoy tattooed? The plane is funnier.
Alpha. The blonde choked out. He was so close again. His eyes screwed shut as he tried to warn off his orgasm. He wanted to make this last as long as he could. He hadn't felt such bliss in capitalized ages.
The coach hit the lap timer and said, 3:14. Nice record.
Damn.
Ethan's head bobbed against the wall as she used him. The sound of Ethan's labored breathing and skin slapping against skin echoed across the hall. He felt something against his hole, stretching him beyond belief. The Omega only registered it as her knot when her movements slowed down.
Her knot?
Rocking. This is an Alpha Omega Beta fig. There's knotting in this.
Okay.
Yeah, my favorite.
Rocking into him still as the Alpha came, her knot catching against his rim. He tried to look down, but his neck was turned to the side as she bit into his skin, piercing his flesh. Ethan let out a howl, his cock jerking as he came across his stomach. He whined, the dull pain throbbing in both his neck and ass. He'd thought she'd claimed him.
Why did he think pouring a shot of tequila and salting his anus and telling him to do a tequila shot would be attractive?
Yeah, you get that tequila dick.
I'm gonna do that to you.
No!
He'd thought she'd claimed him for a moment, but only now realizing it was on the entirely wrong side, and she was sucking on the bite mark. She pulled away, grinning at him, eyes all the brighter, his own blood coating her lips. My, my, Ethan Winters, you really are made of something, aren't you?
Yes, it's man flesh.
Flesh and bone, yeah.
Man flesh.
Spongy and squishy.
And easily bruised.
That's the end.
All right.
We can finally watch Here Comes Garfield.
I think Val and Sean still need to get in one more read.
Sean, Val, can y'all waive your reading and just watch Here Comes Garfield?
They'll be short pages, I promise.
Why not just watch Here Comes Garfield?
Because first we got to read Gilligan's Island of Lust, my horny bunny.
But what about Here Comes Garfield?
We can do that after, Dave.
But what about now?
Here Comes Garfield by Shakespeare Hemingway.
Yeah, what about Here Comes Garfield by Here Comes Garfield, Jim Davis?
Val, go ahead and read page one of Gilligan's Island of Lust.
Oh, what an image. Gilligan helps Marianne get back to her hut after she hurts her ankle and gets a reward, then has a really good dream. This is a furry version.
Oh, good.
And then the image shows Gilligan's Island of Lust, fox, raccoon, cum, oral, vaginal.
Sorry, vaginal?
Yes, vaginal.
Vaginal.
Vajazzle. Look, Thurston, dear. Gilligan is being such a gentleman.
Kind of a name is fucking Thurston.
Some say that birth of the human race, there was a Thurston.
Others say that maybe it wasn't a Thurston, maybe a Durston. All we know is he's the Stig.
Look, Thurston, dear. Gilligan is being such a gentleman. Mrs. Howell says as Gilligan carries Marianne. Really? What is he doing, lovey? Mr. Howell says, and as he counts his stacks of cash. He's carrying her so she doesn't have to walk, Mrs. Howell says as Gilligan sits Marianne down on a rock and kneels in front of her. I knew that was too far to reach on the rock, Marianne says as Gilligan rubs her ankle. How many says as are there? Yeah, I'm surprised I didn't make you do fall, Gilligan says as his tail sways back and forth behind him. He looks up at the fox as he rubs her ankle. How does this feel? The raccoon.
17.
Oh my god. The raccoon asks as she closes her eyes and leans back on the rock with a sigh. Better, Marianne says as she opens her eyes and looks down at the raccoon that carried her almost a mile. Thank you, Gilligan. I don't know how long I would have been out there with a twisted ankle, she says as he sits back on his heels.
Thank you, my heroic trash panda.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I'm just glad I lost that frog or else I wouldn't have found you, Gilligan says as he looks up at her. Now he's giving her a foot rub, Mrs. Howell says as she watches Marianne and Gilligan.
And now she's growing more feet for him to rub.
Oh no.
Awesome. Gilligan stands up. Try walking on it, he says, holding out a hand. Marianne takes his hand, stands up, gives a squeak, and sits back down on the rock. No good. I still can't stand on it, Marianne says, and Gilligan looks down at her. I'll carry you back to your hut, Gilligan says, and despite his thin build, he's able to lift her. I can't be light. You're such a strong raccoon, Marianne says as he heads for her hut.
Oh, thanks. I work out at the FNF gym.
Eat your gains.
Yeah.
Eating my gains right now.
Nice. No, don't say that. That's bad.
A few minutes later, he stands in front of the door and gives it a kick and steps through after it. He goes over to the bed and sets her down. Sit next to me and rest. That had to be tiring to carry me all the way and rubbing my ankle. Especially the rubbing the ankle part.
Oh, yeah.
Marianne says, patting the bed next to her.
Nothing hotter than some ankle rubbing action.
Oh, yeah.
Says the Amish.
Okay, you aren't that heavy, but that was a long way, Gilligan says as he sits down next to her. And I'm done.
And Sean, you got one more page.
Marianne looks at him and sets her hand on his leg. I want to thank you for helping me, Marianne says as she slowly moves her hand up his leg. No, you don't need to do that, Gilligan says, jumping up and stepping away from her.
A job well done is all the post officer needs, ma'am.
With a blush forming on his cheeks under his gray fur.
Sit down and enjoy your reward. This is only part of what I want to give you. The other half will have to wait until I'm better.
Aw, shit. I wonder what she's going to give for the other 7 nights of Hanukkah.
Probably less impressive gifts because 7 nights of gift giving is tough on a postman's salary.
I don't know. When my parents gifted us a fucking pinball machine, they did it on night 5.
Listen, privilege, right?
I mean, I think it's something he got from somebody he knew for $50 and him towing it away.
Damn, all right.
The other half will have to wait until I'm better, she says and grabs his hand and pulls him closer. No, I can't, Gilligan says and tries to pull his hand free. Are you sure about that?
Marianne asks and pulls the leg band of her shorts to the side and shows him her bear cunt.
Look at this and tell me no.
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 No. No. No.
She says and runs a finger up her pussy and feels a drop of moisture gather on her fingertip.
Ah, it's 70% humidity today.
Oh, no.
She raises her hand and waves it back and forth. The raccoon sniffs the air and feels his body heating up as her pheromone-rich pussy juice fills his nostrils.
Ma'am, is your vagina from Yankee Candle?
Yes, it's wet-ass P-word as the scent.
Oh, great.
Did they also have dry-ass P-word?
Yes, absolutely.
Not thinking, he steps forward and she opens his belt. She pushes his shorts down and his cock pops out at her.
Wow, that's huge.
Marianne says and wraps both hands around it.
Wow.
Did you send away for it?
Yes, it's a correspondence course on my cock size.
And there, is still a few inches sticking out past her hands. The fox gives the solid piece of meat a few strokes and watches a drop of pre-cum appear on the tip of his cock.
Oh no, I'm leaking.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Honey, get the cork.
Make that two corks, one for me, one for you.
So if we're corking you, is that like you volunteering for the cystoscopy?
No, I didn't go to my doctor and say I'd like to be corked.
She leans forward and winces a little when she puts some weight on her foot. Gilligan steps forward, and she takes the cock between her lips and hears him grunt as a burst of pleasure fills his body.
I don't want to think about Bob Denver grunting.
And then he does his little hat waggle.
Yeah, right?
That feels good, Gilligan says and moans a little louder as she massages his balls.
Says?
As she massages his balls and takes more of his cock into her mouth. She tastes his pre-cum cover her tongue and moans around his cock as she sucks for more of that clear, musky goo.
Ew.
Gilligan lays his hands on her head and strokes the rusty brown fur on her head.
Ew. Oh, rusty brown hair. Okay. Never mind.
Fur.
Yeah, fur. Yes, fur. My bad.
A few minutes pass as she sucks his cock and massages his balls before he starts humping her face harder, making her take the head of his cock into her throat. She moves her hands to his ass, pulls him flush to her face, and feels him tense up.
I was not prepared to plunge these depths.
Fuck, here it comes, Gilligan gasps.
Oh, swing and a miss, strike two.
Feeling the pressure building up to the bursting point, a few seconds later, a jet of cum shoots through his cock and straight down her throat. Marianne swallows around his cock and milks the cum from his balls. She massages
my milking cum.
She massages his convulsing nuts until she feels the flow of cum slow down.
No.
Convulsing nuts, huh?
That word is bad.
No. That's a good band name, though.
Yeah.
They'd be like a punk band.
Right? They'd be like, down with living in suburbia or whatever.
So a ska band.
No, ska bands are like down with living in suburbia, but also trumpets.
And pulls back until the cock is lying on her tongue. She moans as the taste of his cum covers her tongue and makes her pussy throb as an orgasm hits her just from the taste of his cum.
Kapow!
I will be going to bed, so I bid you adieu. Love you all. Have a good night.
Have a good night, Dave.
Night.
Go!
I'm going. I had to fucking die, all right?
Go! Go!
I'm going. Good night!
Go!
Money!
Gilligan watches as she swallows his cum and at the end grunts. More Bob Denver grunting.
Ah!
And twitches as the smell of her pussy gets even stronger, extending his orgasm until his legs give out. Oh, God!
Ah.
He falls on the ground and pulls his cock from her lips with a pop as cum continues to drain from his cock. Thank you, Gilligan says, panting as he tries to catch his breath. Come back later and I'll give you something a bit tighter and wetter. This moist rubber band.
Oh boy.
Marianne says that she licks her lips and watches him wipe off his cock and tuck it back into his pants. Don't worry, I will, Gilligan says as he rolls over and gets on his hands and knees and then stands up with the help of a table. Marianne watches him and admires his small ass, feeling the need for a hot, hard cock to fill her pussy. See you later. Give a shout if you need something, Gilligan says and leaves the hut, feeling weak from his orgasm.
You got any sugar?
Little buddy, what's wrong? Skipper asks as Gilligan walks past him. Nothing. I just carried Marianne halfway across the island, Gilligan tells him, and keeps on walking until he reaches their hut and collapses in his hammock. Gilligan, are you here? Ginger asks, looking through the window of the hut. Yeah, come in, Gilligan says, sitting up. Gilligan, I never got around to thanking you for saving me during the storm. I can see where this story is going.
Where?
I can't.
To Bodentown again.
No, I can't see where it's going. Keep going.
Ginger says as she enters the hut and pulls a chair up in front of him. No problem. It was my responsibility to keep you all safe, Gilligan says, and yawns. Still, if you hadn't grabbed me, I would be at the bottom of the ocean, Ginger says and scoots closer. Scoot closer, children. Like I said, no problem, Gilligan tells her and watches as she leans forward and scratches her ankle, giving him a look down the top of her dress, making a light red blush spread across his light gray fur. Jesus Christ.
That was a sentence.
Sit back and let me thank you properly. You know, a few directors got thanked like this and I never got a complaint from them.
Ho ho,
Ginger says, and Gilligan blushes brighter red.
She worked at Miramax.
Ugh. What are you going to do? Gilligan asks and watches as she moves up between his legs. Use your brain, raccoon boy, Ginger says and pulls his zipper down. My, that is something I've rarely seen. She fishes out his stiffening cock. Her eyes are wide at the sight of his large cock and balls. Tune in to the exciting conclusion next week.
I don't think we'll be reading this next week.
Thank you to our patrons, starting with our smut secretaries, Attention Deficit Party Horse, Bosku, Discuss, Grass Dragon, Neon Binary Rose, Pestilence, Santa Grimdar, and William Shaprinsky. I don't know when my nose decided to shut off, but it was during the episode. A super special thanks to our genital guardians, Angel Bane, Chirpy, Disambiguity, Flesh, Ducky Makara, Go Play in Traffic, Stupendous Man, The Judge, The Jury, and The Exegutter, the men who stared at Goatsy as part of a game of chicken but are done now because one of them climaxed, two-time World Heavyweight Champion Thunder God Matthew J, and a super-duper ultra-mega special thanks to our Bullgate beneficiaries, sung to AOT intro, Seed Ear Das Essen, Nine Versins Die Paul Blart.
The fuck is that?
I can't do it. Get David back. It's in German.
No.
Shit. Advent Dawn, Cranky Pants McCum Bucket, Evan Baumel, Make Chugs a Host 2K22, Flirt Mert 2, Blur Dirts, Lady D's Massive Humongolo Magonguses. That's a fucking word. And Mrs. Brisby's Boobas are S tier Fight Me, Rickshaw Rigatoni, Rip and Tear Stevo's Butt Until It Is Done with Doom Guy's Sex Addicted Roommate Tugs, You Coward, and Scat Bukake.
Thanks, Chugs, for coming out.